Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
The 50 burger in a play-in for Jason Tatum. And how about the Celtics? Did we underestimate them? At least they move on. And they will now play the Brooklyn Nets. At least we know that matchup as the NBA play-in tournament began yesterday. I don't know if it began with the with the excitement we were hoping for. The first game was over in the first quarter.
When Indy dropped 70 points in the first half, I'm like, wow, okay. Charlotte, are you going to play? Are you going to come to the gym to actually compete? Apparently not.
Wow. I mean, that said a lot. And then you have the Wizards and the Celtics, the later game, and it was competitive at halftime, although that first half didn't feel good about – like, it just didn't feel like what we were hoping for. The play-in was that, you know, it's an elimination game. There's desperation. You'll see all kinds of, great performances. You saw Tatum go off in the third quarter. Goes for 50. And as Evan puts in the notes, it's the most points ever in a play-in game.
23 points in the third quarter.
Most points ever in a play-in game.
There's such a long list of great play-in games to compete against.
But still, like, I think it almost puts a lot more pressure on tonight. Lakers-Warriors, and makes you feel like, you know, let's hope that lives up. Because yesterday, let's be honest, it didn't live up. But Tatum did have a great performance, and in that, the Celtics move on, as I mentioned, and play the Nets. When you see Tatum go for 50, and you know it's Celtics history, it is postseason. I wouldn't call it playoff, but it's postseason. You understand what he does in the rankings of Celtic history is pretty impressive stuff. But I'm just curious, as we watched him, and we think of the type of season the Celtics have had, how do we view Tatum at this point in his career? As a star player, but is he everything that the Celtics need to get to that level that we've been waiting for them to get to with talents like him and Jaylen Brown, who obviously is hurt? You watch him last night. Is he just a great player? Is he a great young player? Is he a superstar that can carry a franchise? Where is he, Jay?
He's a budding superstar. He's in between a star and a superstar, in my opinion. He's going to be an MVP of the league one day. I've been saying this. I think he has top five talent. Is his play translating there every single night? No, not yet. But I do want to say that this has been an interesting year for him, having COVID, how he's bounced back from COVID. And this feels like this is Jason Tatum's team. This is his team. Think about when he first came into the league, he had Kyrie. And all the issues that happened with Kyrie, obviously there's a lot of love there. Him and Kyrie have a special relationship. Kyrie goes. A lot of early success. I think this is kind of like the first bump in the road that Jason Tatum has experienced with the Boston Celtics, with it being his team, with all the pressure. And I think that takes a minute to own that space, to say, this is my team. Each and every day, I'm bringing that mentality to be that guy to take this team to the next level. Because between him and Jaylen Brown, those are the cornerstones of the future of your organization. And it does start with the most prolific scorer. Now, Jaylen Brown is a key because he's great defensively. Mm-hmm. But Jason Tatum is the rocket that can catapult this team to a different degree.
Okay, he's 23 years old, so he's still very young.
Yeah, and when you're young, you try to find your way over time. I think the inconsistent play, not just with him, but as them as a whole, has certainly factored in the way people may view the Boston Celtics, in particular him, because of where he was drafted, who he is, mm-hmm. all of the sort of things, you know, passing on Markelle Fultz and getting him, which is the right thing to do, obviously. But when you start to look at all that certainly factors into his play. Much like Jay says, you know, we loosely throw superstar, star, great all out there. I think with him, he's right in that in-between sort of star, but not a superstar, in the middle, and at some point he's going to take off to a whole nother level. Again, like Jay said, when you have guys like Kyrie Irving in the mix that's there, you come to a team, it's not your team. Unlike a Luka in Dallas, there was nothing there. So immediately, I was drafted, this is my team, no matter what, whether it's good or bad, it all falls on my shoulders. When you're trying to find your place in Boston with other dominant players around you, you don't really have an understanding yet. You're trying to figure out, do I take the shot? Do I do this? And, you know, so you kind of walk on eggshells to a point where last night, clearly he was the best player on the floor, and he could feel that, so he took control of that.
second half was really where they took off, and they end up winning the game big, 118-100, to move on to play the Nets again. The first half went, the Wizards were up 54-52. It was a two-point game. Beal didn't play great. Clearly the hamstring was bothering him. Russell Westbrook, who we've been talking about, who's been outstanding in the second half of the season, has not been – really was not that same player either, lacking something. Now, they stay alive. They will move on to play the Pacers to see if they get the eighth seed and the 76ers. But on the Tatum conversation, let's do Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, because there has been criticism of him, of the Celtics. Like we mentioned, we talked about it yesterday, the Celtics have been a disappointment this whole season. They've been through a lot, but questions about, and we said it, if they lost this game last night, do you ask, is this the end for Brad Stevens? And again, what of the young stars in Tatum and Brown? Are they ready to take that step to lead their teams, to be superstars, which what you expect them to be? Tatum, after the game, did address that criticism.
I don't really get caught up in, you know, those who think I am a superstar and those that don't. You know, what does that really mean? I know that my teammates, you know, I've earned their respect. I've earned the respect of the guys that I play against and the coaches. And, you know, I believe myself, and that's all that matters.
That's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Jay?
This is starting to make me a little bit angry at 6 o'clock. I don't want this conversation to shift like, well, what is Jason Tatum doing to elevate his team? He's having 50 in the play-in game. He's dropping 60 against San Antonio. He's dropping 44 against Golden State, 55 against Minnesota. I mean, damn, what do you need Jason Tatum to do? It all falls on Jason Tatum's shoulders to be the guy that elevates the Boston Celtics each and every night. And
it does. But yeah, because of what you just said. But because he's dropping, because he can give you 50 on a given night. Because he is their star player. He's their young star player. Nope. Everybody else
not
is
on my
gone.
Watch, Alan.
There's no other veteran leadership on this team anymore. All the veterans that were around to take care of that when he was younger, I know he's only 23, but still, he's the guy they're all looking at. And it's Boston. Their expectations are a lot higher. Okay, you've been here enough. You've been here long enough. You've been through playoff success. Somebody's got to emerge now, and he's the guy they're looking at.
So let me ask you this. Luka, the reason why Luka's able to demand that kind of authoritative role with his team, the ball is always in his hands, right? Jason Tatum has to get the ball. Now, there's still Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker is supposed to be extremely dynamic. He's been plagued by injuries this year. You don't have Jaylen Brown. I mean, I'm not saying that this hasn't been a disappointing season. I'm not. But I'm not putting all that on the shoulders of Jason Tatum. I'm looking at Brad Stevens. I'm looking at Danny Ainge before I look at Jason Tatum in his fourth year, who's averaging 27 points, shooting 46% from the field. Like, who's having a crazy year, considering he's had COVID this year. Has there been struggles for him? Yes. But I don't put it on the young player and say, hey, you're the guy, just carry this franchise and get them to heights they've never been to before. Like, that does happen with the team that you're on and the coaching that you have and the GM that's in that place too now.
He shows me maturity right there in his presser, how he answered that question. That's maturity to me.
How?
Because he doesn't worry about the naysayers, the noise outside of the building. He cares about his teammates, the respect that he gets from the players in the league, the coaches, and the little Lucky Charm dude in the side of the check in the corner. Mm-hmm. That's all he cares about. Doesn't care about the outside noise, which is important to have your sanity when you play professional sports. Because if you get wrapped up into the outside noise, he's got to be a superstar, or he's got to carry the team, and he must do it. This is the reason why he scored 50. He's 27 points a game, 46% of the field. This is what he needs. You get caught up in that, you lose your whole sight line of where you need to go. And I like the fact that he addressed it at the level that he addressed it.
See, Alan, how many games has Marcus Smart played this year?
He's been banged up, too.
48.
Yeah, and he got hurt again last
Kemba,
night.
Kemba, 43.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Robert Williams, 52. He was out for a long time. Tristan Thompson was out for a while. I mean, this team doesn't really have a bench anymore. Like, there's a lot of questions where I'm not saying, hey, Jason Tatum, just take us there. A lot of personnel questions and injuries and things that this team has faced this year.
I get it, and I'll just leave it at this. This is, though, what we do in the NBA. When you're the best player on your team and you've been sort of, like, middling throughout the year – the pressure goes on you. It's, okay, well, you've got to raise your team. You've got to do it. That always comes with it. And it's not a bad thing because it means that we do respect your game. We see you as somebody that should be able to carry a franchise. You could be a star, But a franchise player is a much different level, and that's what people are expecting out of Jason Tatum. So, again, that is the beginning of the NBA play-in, and that's what happened last night, a 50-point performance by a young player in the NBA. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Zubin, just getting started. So there's two of the game's biggest superstars, speaking of franchise players, they're on the same stage tonight in the NBA play-in. Steph, LeBron, the Western Conference play-in, and we'll talk about that next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and ESPN2.
Obviously, we're going to start with the Lakers and Warriors.
We got to play Lakers basketball. We got to defend at a high rate. We're playing, in my opinion, the MVP of our league this year, and Steph. So
our team is rolling, playing great basketball. We're not going to this game thinking it's going to be easy.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
What does your rivalry with LeBron mean to you?
Our careers are connected because we play at the highest level. You expect greatness, and that's the part I've enjoyed so much about playing in finals against him. It just brings out another level of intensity and excitement.
We got to be prepared for everything that they have. They got championship DNA as well. They know what it takes and what it feels like to be in pressure game. We got to be ready for that opportunity and for that pressure.
Let's go!
KJZ, ESPN Radio, and tonight you get the matchup. A little Star Wars action tonight. Warriors, Lakers, that's the 10 o'clock game. And yes, you can see it on ESPN TV, also hear it on ESPN Radio. That'll be for the seventh seed in the West. You also have Spurs, Grizzlies at 7:30, also on ESPN and ESPN Radio as well. The winner of that will play the loser of Lakers, Warriors, and that is tonight. And
Alan, can I say something about top? It's so funny to me because, and I know people on the radio don't see what we're running on TV, but you see LeBron James.
Like they can on ESPN too.
Yeah, this physical specimen, right? When he blocks Andre Iguodala's shot, right? His left hand is literally touching the backboard first as he's still rising to block the shot at the top of the square.
It's like swimming.
So we show that, right? You're like, damn, LeBron. And then we show Steph when Steph hits a three and he raises his shirt. He got no abs. But it's like, jeez. But just two superstars, though, in completely different ways. But that's why I think people rock out with Steph so hard. You know why? I see Steph, I'm like, damn, okay. I can feel like I can be Steph. Like, he's relatable. You know what I mean?
And then
like,
you look at people and go, no, you can't.
No, you can't. Yeah, exactly. Like everybody wants to be him because, oh, he's 6'2", 6'3". You know, like, everyday person's height. And you're like, no, you can't shoot the rock the way you can.
Yeah, you can't do that. But it wasn't funny. Was that a tribute to Baron Davis when he pulled the shirt up? You remember when Boom did
that? I do when he did that. Yeah, after that dunk. He did after that dunk, right? Yeah.
And he pulled his shirt
up. Who was that dunk on? That was a leaner on somebody that he caught.
Somebody on the Mavericks, RIP.
One of my worst scouting moments of my life.
Seeing Baron Davis
first time? I scouted Baron Davis in high school. I got it wrong.
Well,
I mean, I told Jay all the time. I said, man, and I tell BD, so because we're good friends, obviously from L.A., and so we always joke. I'm like, I just didn't.
Yo, when you see BD, though, in high school, you're like,
Yeah, I was like,
really?
Jason,
because Petey was a little bit.
I saw heavy. I saw Jason and Jared Collins. They played against. We went to the game.
Right.
It was the Martin Luther King Classic at the Poly Pavilion, and I'm sitting with my agent, and he's trying to sell me on it. Like, no, you ain't selling me on that.
Wow.
About 4 years later, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, he was it was against Korolenko.
He was a good.
That was a dunk. Yeah, you took that was a dunk. Yeah.
Oh my God! AK. I forgot about him, and he was AK-47. He was a great defender too. So that's a hell of a dunk on him. He's one of my favorite guys, like nickname. To cover. Yeah. He was
probably
was
not
a lot
the best
fun.
Nickname.
That's yes. what I say.
No,
yeah.
you don't think
not right now.
I naturally said it. I naturally said it on talkback. Evan's like probably we no.
No,
it's not. That was AK. Yeah. I know, just AK.
Probably not. Didn't age well. Didn't age well.
Probably not great right now.
Didn't. Well, not the best.
The ironic thing was that the guy couldn't shoot the basketball.
Oh, God. So, I mean, all right, move along. All right. Let's go.
I mean, it just it worked
Lakers,
that way.
What I said. Warriors.
Keyshawn
play tonight.
J. Zubin brought to you by attorneys Cordell and Cordell. Fair divorce
yeah,
for men.
To
call 1-866-DADS-LAW. So anyways, when it comes to the play-in tournament, maybe we didn't get the sizzle as much as we wanted to last night, but tonight, especially with Warriors-Lakers, we should get it. Mike Breen, he certainly is all in on the play-in tournament. Here he is with Greeny.
When I first heard about it, I was like, why are we doing this? We have enough teams already in the playoffs. But I have completely done a 180. I thought it made the last couple of weeks of the regular season maybe the best couple of weeks to end a regular season we've had in a long time, if of all time, because so many games, night after night, so many games, there were teams that had something to play for.
So it did work because you think about the tournament itself is supposed to be fun to watch because of single elimination, although no one told the Hornets last night. But we did have, as I mentioned before, going into the final day, 17 of the last 20 seeds were undecided. You had two-thirds of the league involved, which is a big deal because now instead of talking about tanking and positioning in the lottery, there were teams that were still pretty much alive going into the final week of the regular season. So for Adam Silver and the owners, was this a success already?
Huge success. It gives me a level of intrigue that I never had towards the end of the regular season. I typically check out, and I follow basketball every day for a living. Right, like, all right, let's just get to the playoffs yep. and start the excitement already. But now I have LeBron James or Steph Curry. What do they know out west? Because the Lakers only -5. Like, -5. Like, that's interesting little area right there to play with, right? And Steph can go off. And if Steph happens to get it done tonight, his legacy builds to an incredible nature, right? I mean, his legacy is already on a different stratosphere.
Yeah.
And then we actually have the conversations about the Lakers in an elimination game. Like a one game, they'll still be
technically,
the favorite.
Yeah, technically this is an elimination because they stay alive for one more, but still it puts a lot of pressure on them. But certainly not something that Key wants to talk about right now. But just to have these guys in the game, though, to have these guys in the game is obviously a huge showcase for the league, and it makes
you
feel like
you know you're a Knicks fan.
It's only got the fourth seed. You're right. Didn't
you guys are good.
Didn't have
to
play in, so I wouldn't know anything about a play-in tournament, at least not yet. 888-SAY-ESPN 888-729-3776. We were talking about this about players who have to win. What about teams that have to win this year? All things considered, championship or bust, who would that be this season? 888-SAY-ESPN 888-729-3776. The NBA play-in tournament on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight. The Grizzlies host the Spurs, as I mentioned, followed by Warriors at the Lakers. It's presented by Indeed. Coverage begins 7 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. Are you a little bit nervous? Even a little bit nervous?
Lakers? No, I'm really not, as long as we're healthy.
Well, that's the as long as we're healthy.
Nobody gets any weird tweaks or all of a sudden they get a hangnail and they can't play. None of that. Just do what we do. I think LeBron James understands the moment. He gets it.
He does, does AD.
But I think with that, as long as – only way AD doesn't show up is if he gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way. If he's on the floor with LeBron, he's going to show up. Have you watched him in the playoffs as a Laker?
Yes.
He's dominated. Yes. He's dominated. So I'm not worried about that. It's all about staying healthy. And Steph could – it's going to take more than 50, though, right? I mean, he's got to – because if he gives you 50, what is everybody else around him giving you? Like, if we spotted him 50, what are you getting from Wiggins and Draymond and the other cast of characters that are around him? That's the problem, because we can get 60 from our two guys and some from the other guys.
You know who's the bigger impact player to me in the series, in this game for the Warriors? Draymond Green. Because if anybody, you mentioned LeBron.
He'll be guarding LeBron.
That's the one question, is who's going to slow him down? Well, Dre's had a history of playing against him, knows him well, and that's going to be the most important piece. Because you figure Steph's got to have a big game. It's a big moment, right? He's got to have that big game. Draymond's the guy, though, that you're wondering, can he be an X factor in at least making this close to a point where if you come down to a last possessions, maybe the needle points towards the Warriors only because of Steph and his shot-making ability.
I hope Steph is resting, because they're going to chase him everywhere. Alex Caruso and KCP, everywhere.
Yeah, they have to. I want to remind everybody, by the way, speaking of Adam Silver in the play-in, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver will be on the show, 9:15 Eastern on Friday. A really good get. Be great to talk to him. So one NFL franchise likely won't be swimming in the Aaron Rodgers pool. Hard to believe, but true. But Key says, well, they should be. And that's after he gives us a little straight talk.
It's time for some straight talk. Sure. Saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like a walk-off home run in the ninth inning good? Okay, maybe not that damn good, but pretty darn good, I must say, Jay. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys. Plus, no contract, all on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you can pay half? I like that. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
Spoke to a team source who said the Packers have engaged with Aaron Rodgers and his representatives, and they will continue to try to do so.
We want him back in the worst way. I know he knows that. We'll continue to work at it each and every day.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Oh, yes, we move into the NFL conversation, always about the quarterbacks and the young quarterbacks. How about this tweet from Adam Schefter, guys?
Divas.
Yeah, that's all right. They are.
We'll get into that later.
Yeah, there's a lot more to talk about on that conversation, the diva conversation with quarterbacks. But Adam Schefter tweeted this. So Joe Burrow, the Bengals quarterback going into his second season, underwent reconstructive left knee surgery in December. Schefter saying he's all systems go for the regular season opener on September 12th against the Vikings. So he's ready to go. He's going to play. And that's good news for the Bengals, of course, and a young quarterback in the league that everybody's pretty excited about and what they can do going forward, as he has somebody that he knows very well to throw to in Ja'Marr Chase. He has that history with him. They decided to go that route, and we kicked that around a little bit, whether that was the right decision or not. But clearly he was involved somewhat in that decision, right, Kay? He must have been – you know, whether or not he made the final decision, who knows, but they probably checked the temperature with him on
right? Absolutely. You're going to, I mean, because he played with him, he kind of knows the university. There's a little bit of intel just to say, oh, what type of kid is he? Does he study hard? Does he work hard? All that sort of stuff. That's good that he'll be bouncing back and he'll have some chemistry with a guy. The problem, again, we talked about it, is are you throwing on your back or are you throwing standing straight up?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the key. I know offensively they retooled the offensive line to a degree, so they feel good about the offensive line. I probably would have taken Penei Sewell with the pick and gotten, if I wanted an explosive receiver, found me one at some point later on in the draft, but Cincinnati decided to do something different. They're in an interesting situation, right, because Pittsburgh is – potentially down a sliver. Just depends on what they want to do. Maybe the Steelers decide that they want to be heavy run because of Najee Harris and take a lot of pressure off Big Ben and get to that philosophy and Mike Tomlin's specialty of building the defense. On the other side, when you look at Cleveland, we all know what Cleveland is. Jay Will thinks that they could obviously go and challenge Kansas City and maybe make it to the Super Bowl amongst other people. And then you got the Baltimore Ravens that went out and found themselves a plethora of wide receivers to go along with Lamar Jackson to kind of get that thing going. So you look at those three teams that I just mentioned, Cincinnati, where do they fall in that equation with Burrow?
You want to be that team that's trending up. Now, among the second-year quarterbacks.
Man, that's a hard division to find yourself in.
It always is. Always
as
is.
Keith's sitting there breaking down. I mean, obviously I knew all that, but just hearing somebody say, you're like – and okay, yeah, all right.
Trying to trend up as a young team, and you got to deal with a Browns team that's almost ready,
a Ravens
team that's already seems to be ready,
yeah,
and a Steelers team that might be trending down, but always seems to be good.
Well, they know what they do.
Mike Tomlin's
never been less than 500 in his coaching tenure with Pittsburgh, so they know what to do for sure, 100%.
888 say ESPN. I'm sorry, Jay. 888-729-3776. Just want to throw it out to the callers. So we're asking this question as well when it comes to the NFL. The second-year quarterbacks that make the biggest leap. So we talked about Joe Burrow. Obviously, Justin Herbert had a great year. How about Jalen Hurts becoming the starter full-time in Philadelphia? And then there's Tua Tagovailoa. And I thought this was interesting yesterday. I had Jeff Darlington on. And he said something that caught my attention. I texted Evan right away when I heard it because it seemed like one of those things that you feel, is that real? Listen to what he says about Tua, the Dolphins, and whether or not they'd be in on potentially, because they have all the assets to do it, trading for Aaron Rodgers.
The Dolphins, while they respect Aaron Rodgers, and I get the sense that they really do love him, they have been pretty adamant about not mortgaging their plan, not altering what they tried to put into place over the next several years to get them. It was the same way when Deshaun Watson, before the allegations were made against Watson that have him obviously in a lot of hot water off the field, it was the same thing. They didn't want to mortgage their future and the plan that they've put in place and give up on Tua just yet.
So before I get your take on that, guys, Brian Flores said this on the Joe Rose show in Miami. It's WQAM 560. He said he's more comfortable. This is up Tua. He's more comfortable with just his surroundings, more comfortable being in the huddle, giving his cadence, going through his communication, those little things that nobody really talks about. He said this. He said he feels much more comfortable doing those things. I think having a year under his belt will really help him.
All this is great. It sounds great. They believe in Tua. They should believe in Tua. A year under center, learning from a guy like Ryan Fitzpatrick, watching how he builds his cadence, how he does all the nuances of the game. I get all that. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit up here and say that if Deshaun Watson, before all this stuff, all these allegations started to happen, and we're still finding out more details about that, that they wouldn't make a move for Deshaun Watson. Like, if you're having somewhat of questions about Tua long term
or Aaron Rodgers,
like, that's great. Tua, keep progressing in case we don't land a guy like Aaron Rodgers. But let's not act like if they had an opportunity to get Aaron Rodgers, they're going out and they're getting Aaron Rodgers. I need Aaron Rodgers on that team. That's a team that can win now with Aaron Rodgers. I'm not sure if they can win now to the level I want to win right now with Tua, maybe in time.
Or ever.
Well, I think when you listen to or you read what Coach Flores is saying about Tua's progress and he's more comfortable and more comfortable doing what? He ain't even played a game yet. What a mini camp?
So more comfortable being in the huddle with the surroundings, going through communication, little things.
Last year.
When? When? Last year?
Yeah, just saying the overall experience.
He's only been in the league, Jay, for the 16 games. And he split time with Ryan Fitzpatrick. All I'm doing, you know me, I'll dive deep into what they say. Because the offseason just started and they really haven't been on the field. So I'm kind of, it's coach speak. I get it. Much like you said, though, if Aaron Rodgers is online too, you're picking up the phone. Mm-hmm. Like, who you fooling? I understand you don't want to rattle the cage with Tua because you have a young man who needs to believe that you believe in him and not kind of flirting with all these other quarterbacks because there were rumors out there about Deshaun Watson potentially in a trade to Tua to Houston, him to Miami, here's the picks, those sort of things. That noise has kind of quieted down since the allegations and everything's gone on with Deshaun. But you can't tell me. You're not going to sell me if Green Bay picked up the phone and Aaron Rodgers said, I want to play in Miami, that you're not going to say, who do you want? And they say, well, we'll take Tua and something else, that you're going to not give Tua a plane ticket. In fact, you're going to give him the owner's plane to go to Green Bay. And in the interim, you're going to pick up Aaron Rodgers and bring him back to Miami.
So,
and that's the right thing to do, because they can compete in the AFC East at the highest level and potentially could give – Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, all the Clevelands, absolutely, a run for their money come playoff time. Aaron Rodgers makes you that much better.
Absolutely. Would Aaron Rodgers want to go to Miami, though?
South Beach? No?
I don't know. I mean, if you're there with Buffalo, I mean,
they got some pieces.
You got pieces, but I mean, are the pieces and you have a better opportunity in Denver? Is Denver more ready to win a Super Bowl than Miami is?
I personally think they're about the same.
Yeah, I was just going to say
that. They're about the same with him. With him, you plug him in, they're about the same.
And same conference, so you're not talking about any difference still have to get through Mahomes.
What do you got to give up that is an interesting piece for both of them player-wise?
Yeah.
Like the quarterback, okay, in Denver, you're giving me back Drew Lock. Okay, mm-hmm. Yay. Yeah. And then what else are you giving me? Right? I mean, then when you look at it, and we'll have Mark Slareth on later on with us, and he could discuss the Aaron Rodgers of Denver possibility. But when you think about Miami, okay, you're giving me Tua back. Okay, that's young. He's got maybe some bright future ahead of him.
Right.
And then you got a couple other pieces maybe that I could –
But he also has
get
a,
you.
He also has stockpiled draft picks. What Greer has done there.
Yeah.
It's stockpiled all these picks. So you, if you're Green Bay, that's the better place to go anyway because you can really reset your franchise through the draft.
Yeah, but I
which is what they do anyway. That's their history.
Well, I guess you got Jordan Love there. So if you really believe in Jordan Love because you drafted him.
You have Love and Tua and let them fight it out.
Love and Tua fight it out. And which one wins, the other one you can move and get a pick for him?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Not necessarily a high pick, but just something. But Miami would be a great landing spot for Aaron Rodgers.
It seems to make sense. Now, just again, it's not what Flores said. I would expect a coach to talk up his young quarterback publicly right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
That's what, yeah.
It's more what Darlington said because that's him talking to people. That's sources. And for him to say that caught my attention. Like, so sources are even saying, like, even if Aaron Rodgers was available, probably not. Like, they're really happy with
really?
Tua. And I just found that to be, like even so, like, they're even saying that internally? Like, that's hard to believe.
If it's one person – or two people sending the message, that's the message you're going to get.
They wanted
when you
that
have too many
there.
Locker room lawyers, the message gets all kind of screwed up and be out there floating. But if you got a couple people that's saying the same thing, oh, we're happy with Tua, we're happy with Tua. Meanwhile, we're trying to figure out how to fit Aaron Rodgers in our plans.
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Joining us right now, let's bring Kimberly Martin into the conversation here, our ESPN NFL reporter on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, guys.
What do you think? Do you hear the same thing from Miami that they are all in on Tua, that even with the possibility, like Jeff Darlington said, even with the outside chance of Aaron Rodgers being available, that they'd be all set instead with Tua?
Yeah, because Tua is their guy right now. You know, I think you have to do, like you were saying, Alan, you have to at least show confidence in Tua right now. I think they are, what we saw in the draft, adding Waddle, like the Notre Dame offensive lineman, Eichenberg, like adding these pieces is good for Tua right now. And I think especially coming off last year where you had Tua bench twice, late in games in favor of Fitzmagic, where, you know, I got to be honest, I got to be honest, I wasn't sure if that was going to work, but I think right now you need to sort of build around Tua, and if anything changes, then as we've seen, teams will change course very quickly.
Kim, which one of these second-year quarterbacks are going to make a major leap? Is it Burrow, Herbert, Hurts, Tua?
That's a great question. I think hopefully all of them, but my money's on Justin Herbert. I mean, we saw him set the rookie touchdown record with 31 touchdowns. I think he was inconsistent, but what we're able to see, gutsy plays when the pocket is breaking down, like he's escaping pressure. Like that kid made some really good throws, even though he was inconsistent at times, even though this is a new head coach, new offensive coordinator, that change can slow down a QB's development. But think about it, guys, we weren't sure, like we might not have seen Justin Herbert had Tyrod Taylor not been injured by their own team doctor. Yeah. Like, just imagine how long Herbert could have been sitting on the bench. Like, maybe not that much longer, but maybe we don't see him at all. But what we're able to see, glimpses of, I don't want to use the hyperbole of greatness or anything like that, but this kid, he's nice. And I expect the Chargers, based on what they did in the draft, the offensive line improvements with Rashawn Slater and Corey Lindsley, like, I think this team is ready to take the next step, and I see Herbert being that guy that's going to take him there.
It's amazing Anthony Lynn was saying, right, he wasn't ready. They weren't going to go to him. They wasn't ready to play, and all it took was a needle to get him to play.
Right. But I think, you know, if you're a head coach, you come in with Tyrod, you come in with the veteran. I'm fine with young QB sitting. I'm of that mindset. I want them to sit and marinate a little bit until it's necessary for them to get out there. But, you know, again, you guys were talking about coach speak. I think Anthony Lynn knew Justin Herbert was special. It's just a matter of when we'd see him.
Kim, what was your reaction to the former general manager Ron Wolf's comments about quarterbacks being divas in this day and age when they've always been divas, in my opinion?
Well, you know the first person I thought of when So, you know what? I got to be honest. That really upset me. That really did, because I feel like I've heard from some people in the league similar sentiments of, you know, when I played the game, when we played the game, we just, you know, we didn't complain about guys being drafted. You know, we just went out there and played. Like, that's how we did it. Okay. Okay, that's how it used to be. But if we're going to praise the league and owners and the commissioner for, you know, the evolution of the game and revolutionizing the game and how the upgrades to the game, why do fans and front office people feel some type of way when players are saying, oh, it's business now? Like, it's fine if you don't honor my contract. I have to just eat it. I have to understand it's a game. But when I want to use my leverage, when I want to say, hey, you GM, you head coach, you guys are, you know, sending us in a particular direction, I'm the star here. Like you guys are steering the ship, but we don't move unless I move. So I want to have some input. I see nothing wrong with players wanting to exact their leverage. I mean, Alan knows me. Like, I'm all about players using their leverage when they have it. Only a certain few, like a Brady, like a Rodgers, like a Russell, and obviously Deshaun before all that other stuff, have that sort of leverage. But for that select few, let them use their power, and more power to them.
I just love, if those who could see it on ESPN2, the eye roll by Kmart when he brought up the diva thing.
Well, he wrote a book.
Give me the damn ball.
Shut the hell up, Jay.
I was just plugging your book. What are you talking about?
I didn't write the book.
That's all I was doing.
That doesn't mean because I wrote a book. So what? Big deal.
I mean, I wrote a book too. I didn't say you were a diva. I just said you wrote a book.
No, you slid that in trying to be slick.
Today on the show, I'm an expert on divas.
Trying to use the Duke education. I know what you're doing.
On how to be a diva.
Well, whatever.
Kimberly.
I own it. And
thank you for starting the fight on the show just by a simple eye roll.
Thanks for joining Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, Kim.
It's good talking to you guys.
As always, Kimberly A. Martin on the Goodyear
Hotline.
There was
an emphasis on the Keyshawn there.
You see that?
On the fact that his name was first. I think there might have been an emphasis on
that. Yes, I told her, Diva. Thanks for joining Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Some people just know their value. You know, I don't need to yell it. You just know the value.
Right.
You just know
bring it every day.
You just know it. You're this there.
That's so
you,
funny.
You come to your one locker, you have all your Jay, stuff, your Jay, and you put in the work.
Jay, it's so funny, though, to listen to people when they say diva. The first thing they do is they start dictionary or diva, pitcher, key shot. Like, stop.
Is it?
Like, stop.
Up, actually.
They stay, they stay trying to put me in that box.
Miriam,
you got to stop it.
You know
people,
what's funny?
Even on, I was so bored at the game last night, I just decided to look through our social media on the show.
Uh-oh.
Like some of the comments that people were making, it's like, you've never met me. You don't know. One guy goes, you got kicked off the 2003 team and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Evan looked up the actual dictionary definition of diva, just so everybody listening and watching can know this is literally what it means, Evan.
A famous female opera singer.
Hmm.
So now I'm a female. Is you're that what you mean?
There's also
opera singer.
Just saying you can hit those high notes.
There's also another one that says, this is from Oxford, a self-important person who's temperamental and difficult to please.
And then you looked at me.
I looked at Jay.
No, you looked at me with your left eye. You looked at me with your left eye.
He did not look at you at all. He looked right at me. Man,
he looked at me with his left eye. I saw you out my right eye. Come on, man, stop. This is me you talking to.
Alan, you didn't finish that. It's typically used of a woman.
Well, that was in parenthesis. I didn't think that was necessary. And then so an example, she is much more the dedicated maverick than the petulant diva. That's an example of used in a sentence.
Whatever.
Well, I still don't like
I'm happy with my life.
Cater towards women, I think that's BS.
You think a diva can
be a
men
yes.
are definitely
we
divas
need
to, as
it's
well.
2021. Let's
kind of upgrade diva,
that
Jay?
Definition. Let's revamp
Jay.
The definition. Dictionary.
Jay, are you
catch
a diva?
Up to the damn times.
Come on now.
Are you a diva?
Am I a diva? No.
Some would argue different, but that's okay. I'm not going to tell you who.
You would argue different?
No, are you?
Are you a diva in your life at work? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Though on the many topics we've discussed so far this hour, let's take some calls. John is in Birmingham. Hey, John.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good.
What's up,
Jay?
Big Jay?
Hey, man. So, I think that the far as the NBA question, as far as the team with the most pressure, I'm gonna say Milwaukee Bucks because Giannis has won back-to-back MVPs and won Defensive Player of the Year last year. He got the key pieces. I think it's important that he wins because you look at the Nets, like your guys were saying yesterday. You look at the Nets; they're there. You know, if they can stay healthy, then you got the Knicks coming up, and then you also got Celtics there. You know, with their issues, you know, but they're still there. And then as far as, you know, the player with the most pressure, I don't think LeBron has anything left to prove unless he wants to improve his legacy.
I agree.
But I think the player with the most pressure to me is James Harden. You know, James Harden has been there almost every year in the playoffs and has yet to scratch the surface of the NBA Finals. And he has the pieces now. I think he has the most pressure.
Yeah, I think he's got a two-year window, though, at least. So I don't know if there's pressure immediate. But the Bucks, that's the great point. Because Giannis has done everything. There's nothing left for him to do other than now you win that championship and you can get your status elevated. But right now he's still sort of great player, but is he that superstar leading his team to a championship?
See, if James Harden and these guys fail to make the NBA Finals, I think the attention turns to the team. Like, look at this team compiled of Kyrie, KD, James Harden.
Well, he's the maestro of that
team. I understand that.
When he plays.
I feel like there's – it feels like they're the dimension of Giannis. Like, it's Giannis in Milwaukee. Milwaukee is Giannis. Giannis is Milwaukee. It's a little bit of a different thing.
Yeah.
But I'm with you on the James Harden pressure. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. But don't you think that at least they have a bit of a window, right?
Yeah.
They have at least. Like they it's not like this year
or next
nothing.
Year.
If the Bucks don't win this year, we start to now side-eye them. Like, all right. Like, we don't.
Yeah, the Nets are much like Miami. When they came together, they get a pass in year one. If they win it, great, but they kind of get a pass.
Let's talk about a former MVP who set an NBA record this year, but something missing on his resume as well. We'll discuss. KJZ, ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.